It is 1:05 PM here on Thursday, November 12th, 2020. And this is the meeting of the Board of Trustees, the special meeting of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University. And I'm calling this meeting to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please take the roll call?
Trustee Rita Aftis.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Here.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Perry, can you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Open Meetings Act.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to the meeting agenda approval. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So move, Wasowitz.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll to approve the agenda?
Trustee Rita Aftis.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Yes. Thank you. We will now move on to review and approve the minutes of September 17th of 2020. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees that occurred on September 17th of 2020?
So moved, Herrero.
Second, Wasowitz.
Okay, great. Any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Aftis.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima.
Yes. Thank you. The minutes of September 17, 2020 were approved. We'll move on to Chair's comments and announcements. I want to welcome, if there are any members of the University Advisory Committee still with us and present for this meeting, if you would care to speak, please make yourself known.
Thanks, Dennis. I just have a brief remark. I want to commend President Freeman for the NIU goals that she put together and the inclusive way in which she shaped those goals. We had an opportunity to provide input from shared governance. And I should also mention that those are already shaping some of the work we're doing in shared governance, particularly on the Social Justice Committee. We've already agreed that we're going to use those goals as the context for whatever recommendations the Social Justice Committee comes up with. And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Thu. Well said. Are there other members of the UAC present today who would care to speak? Okay. Hearing none, I had all my thunder stolen from the previous chairs of the previous committees who all spoke. So I will not take any time to repeat what's already been said, other than to give an observation. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but ever since we started the virtual meetings, we have had 100% attendance in every meeting, and we tend to run on time. So there might be something to the virtual thing, although we do miss being together live, face-to-face with each other, but you know, handshakes and hugs are, I think, a thing of the past. So, you know, being live may not be what it used to be, but in terms of being able to greet each other. But it has been great to get 100% attendance at our meetings since we went virtual. So for your participation and your patience. Okay, we'll move on to agenda item 6. It's at this time that we will recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our general counsel. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have not received any requests to address the board for this afternoon.
Okay, thank you very much. We will now move on to agenda item number 7, President's Report, number 146. Dr. Freeman, would you please present the report? And make sure you're off of mute.
Thank you, Chair Barsema. Agenda item 7A is the fiscal year 21 goals for Northern Illinois University and President Lisa Freeman. And it is really a privilege to bring these goals forward to the board and the university community today. Since 2017, this is the third time that the board and president have discussed and agreed upon annual goals. And I am more proud of this effort than any of our previous work together. There are things that make these goals different, better, and special. Obviously, the most obvious thing is that they are being put forward in the middle of a year that has been described many times this morning as unprecedented, as uncertain. We are in the middle of a pandemic that has very significant public health and financial consequences. The university understands the responsibility to address those challenges, as well as the imperative to challenge and correct structures that produce inequitable outcomes, and the need to be more intentionally anti-racist. And all of those things have been mentioned this morning in the conversation of the trustees, the formal items that were put forward, the very insightful comments from the members of the University Advisory Committee to the board. There are a couple other things that are different about this year's goals. This is the first time that the goals have been organized according to the strategic action planning framework that was introduced to the university community through the Board of Trustees. And the goals align very nicely, not only with our vision, mission, and values, but with the six strategic themes of the planning framework: empowerment and shared responsibility, student recruitment, student success, and student experience, academic excellence and curriculum innovation, diversity, equity, and inclusion, research, artistry, and innovation, and resource development and fiscal responsibility. The goals are being put forward this year in the fall rather than over the summer. And that's because of a change we agreed upon to allow the goals to be created at the same time that we were doing the appraisal of our previous year's work, and to allow goals to be formed with knowledge of critical data that resolves early in the fall, like our enrollment numbers and our end fiscal year position. And moving this discussion to the fall from the summer allowed for some much richer interactions with the university community, as Dr. Thu has already discussed. I would say that these goals really do reflect feedback from our entire university community, in part because our university leaders do meet informally with academic departments, administrative units, student organizations, as well as the formal shared governance activities in which we partake. But this year, we really did have a good opportunity to talk to all of our shared governance groups and leaders about the goals before this presentation today. And I think that was very helpful. We've heard many, many times this morning about how resilient and resourceful and caring our Husky community is. And I think that is reflected in the goals. But as we've also heard, there is as much COVID fatigue and frustration in our community as in every other. Our faculty and staff are dedicated, they're hardworking, they're completely committed to our students, but they are balancing extraordinary responsibilities in a demanding time. And so as these goals were formulated, they were very much formulated with the eye of focusing what we do this year and truthfully in subsequent years on the things that matter most, the university's most essential priorities. And that means not to contradict you, Trustee Barsima, but not really doing more with less. It actually means doing less with less. It means identifying the things that are things we can stop doing, so that we have more time for the things that matter. And that means identifying, in some cases, new things that we can do to add to the revenue stream and fully live our commitment to our students and to society. And then I guess the last difference I would say from previous years is that in previous years, almost every goal had a very quantitative metric. And this year, while there are still goals that have the same quantitative metrics, again, enrollment numbers are a good example there, equity gap numbers, there are other goals here that rely more on multiple measures, qualitative and quantitative data to demonstrate progress or achievement of an outcome. And I really appreciate the rich conversation with the board that allowed those types of goals to be put forward. And I want to assure the board and assure everyone who's listening that the move towards multiple measures to quantitative and quantitative data informing performance appraisal is not a move away from accountability. I am fully prepared to be accountable for our university's progress towards all of the goals in the item today.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. At this point in time, we vote to approve the fiscal 21 goals. Would ask at this point in time, is there a motion to approve Dr. Freeman and the university's fiscal 21 goals?
So moved, Mr. Chairman. This is Montel.
Is there a second?
Second, Athis.
Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is Montel. President Freeman, you had mentioned earlier that you had a lot of input from the university community. And you didn't stop there. You also got a great deal of input from the board. And I appreciate the conversation that we had, a very rich conversation about some of the things that I wanted to see, as well as I'm sure that some of my colleagues expressed in their discussions with you about things that they wanted to see in the goals. I'm completely satisfied. I truly believe that this is one of the best efforts that we've put forward in putting together your goal package. I also wanted to emphasize, too, that, yes, we say these are your goals, and to some extent they're the university's goals, but these are our goals, too. And I think this has a good thumbprint of all of our participation in this process, and I thank you for that.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you.
We have a comment from Trustee Wasowitz. Eric, I think you might be on mute.
Of course I am. So yes, now I'm off mute. I'd like to echo Trustee Gale's comments there. And I think from a public perspective, you just see these goals and you think they magically happen. The time and effort that has been put on, has been put in by you and meeting with each of the trustees to get our input, and then meeting with all of our shared governance people as well. This is a large effort. And I know it comes across as just one document here today, but there's a lot of thought and time that's put into this. And I'd like to just bring up one point. Some of us had the opportunity to attend the IBHE trustees meeting last month, and we were featured in the IBHE meeting. I know you were, and specifically around point four of your goals. And so not only did we spend an hour on that, but then there were breakout sessions afterwards. And I have to say, it made me very proud to be a Husky. We are ahead in this area, and we are ahead in the area of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and handling equity gaps, because we have a focus on this as a university. And with your goals, so goes the university goals. So this does matter. And because we've been focused on this for a while, I think some people were, I was amazed at how other universities were amazed that we were where we were with this particular goal. And I think it just shows that this does matter. So thank you for your time and effort on this. And I very much appreciate what you've accomplished. And I look forward to you accomplishing here in the future.
Thank you.
And then we have a comment from Trustee Butler.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Lisa, President Freeman, for putting this together. As I have told you personally, I am really impressed with these goals, and I appreciated the opportunity to impact them in some way. I want to say just a few things about them. First, I do appreciate the timing to form these goals with more data concerning the fiscal year and to benefit from the shared governance input to respond to our immediate existing conditions, particularly the pandemic, but also the social justice aspirations and opportunities that have so captivated our attention this year. To seek to seriously challenge and correct the structural inequities that are discussed inside the goals in a very candid and forthright way, as well as to make sense of those objectives for others to consume and consider, to align with the collaboratively formed vision and mission of the institution, again, as well as make sense of that for others to consume. And as I've said many times, I think, not most importantly, but importantly, to encourage the continual alignment of the goals between the president and the board. So thank you for all your work, and thank you to the other trustees who were involved, and everybody on your team who have been involved in the assembly of these goals. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for recognizing how intimately involved the members of my team were in formulating the goals.
If somebody else would like to make a comment, if you could show it in the chat room so I can recognize you, that would be great. But I will finish with a comment. So the goals are actually posted right now on Dr. Freeman's website at NIU. So if you go to the office of the president on the NIU website, you will see the goals listed. And the interesting part about our goals is that we have six goals this year versus five in the previous 2 years, as Dr. Freeman mentioned, but all six of these goals stand on their own as we look at them on a piece of paper or on a computer screen in this case, but none of them stand on their own because they're all inclusive in each other. We can't, just as an example, we can't have student success without diversity, equity, and and inclusion. We can't have academic success without research success, and vice versa. I guess you can make the point that we can't have any of these without fiscal responsibility. So they're all integrated into each other. So yes, even though we have six individual goals, none of them stand independently of the others. They're all intertwined and dependent upon each other. And I think that's what makes, you know, these goals so effective and powerful. So I saw a comment spring up from Trustee Herrera.
Yes. Thank you, Chair Barsima. I just wanted to add that, to President Freeman's comment about how, you know, this year's goals are different in that we've moved beyond just the quantitative measures. And I think, as I think about it, and I think about when I started as a trustee, you know, and we were setting goals then and where we are now, it's easy when you are trying to, you know, create order and address brass tacks. And, you know, I remember then it was, when I started on the board, the comment to me was, well, you know, Northern Illinois is needs to work on, you know, redefining or defining their identity. And there were some very specific things that needed to get done that I felt, you know, were captured in the goals that we've set in previous years. And I think we've accomplished. But I think this next phase of the work really is sort of that next stage, right? Like, it shows the evolution of our work and that we are not just ready to move into more qualitative measures, which to me says it's leadership, it's innovation, right? It's building on what we've established or what, you know, President Freeman and the team has established. So I think it's a real representation of where we are as an institution, and the level of trust across the community, right? Across the entire Husky community and with the board, that we are able to also move on to more qualitative measures. And it's really exciting. And the fact that we're all so comfortable with it, I think is another just statement really to your leadership, President Freeman. So anyway, that's all I had to add.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, seeing no other comments or comment requests on the chat board, let's move on to, we have a motion and we have a second. We've had discussions. So Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Doyle. Agenda item 7A is approved. We'll move on to agenda item 7B.
Agenda item 7B is the recommendation for faculty tenure, and it was presented this morning to the board. It is for two new hires at the rank of associate professor with tenure, Gwen Gregory in the university libraries, and Abdoulaye Diallo in interdisciplinary health professions. And the recommendation from the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee is for Board of Trustees approval of this recommendation for faculty tenure.
Is there a motion to approve agenda item 7B?
So move, Wasowitz.
Okay, there's been a motion and the second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Can you please confirm with me who seconded the motion?
Pritchard.
Okay, was, thank you.
Yeah, that was Trustee Pritchard. I'm sorry.
Okay, Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Abstain.
Vice Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Thank you very much. Agenda item 7B is approved. Agenda item 7C.
Agenda item 7C, DeKalb Campus Central Campus Roadway Improvements, was also discussed in detail in committee this morning in FACFO. It's the project related to leveraging grant funds to make ADA-related improvements in bus circles that are very highly used. And the recommendation from the Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee is for Board of Trustees approval for DeKalb Campus Central Campus Roadway Improvements.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Is there a motion to approve agenda item 7C?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Second.
I'm sorry, who did the second?
Gales.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Gales. Is there any discussion on agenda item 7C? Seeing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athis?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Bob, you might be muted. Okay, we can go on. I mean, we still have quorum.
Okay. Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes. Okay, agenda item 7C is approved. Agenda item 8, are there any other matters that require the attention of the board today? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, the next scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is going to be December 10th of 2020 at 9 a.m. At this point in time, the board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business after closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects that are authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as described under sections 2C, 1, 2, and 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act; collective bargaining matters as described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act; litigation and risk management matters as described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act, and closed session minutes matters as described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved, Herrero.
Is there a second?
Second, Wasowitz.
Okay. Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote to close the public meeting?
Trustee Rita Athis?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the public meeting is now closed. Board, we will go into closed session. There is another link that you need to click onto to get into closed session. So thank you all very much for your time. Thanks to all those who attended and participated in today's meeting. And we will see you all on December 10th.
The Board of Trustees has now returned from closed session. Dr. Streb, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athis?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard?
Here.
Hey.
Trustee Aiden Shields?
Here.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz, you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Are you having trouble getting in?
And I are in another room. So.
Okay. Well, I got you. Well, Kenny is a present?
Yes.
I'm okay. Here. And then Board Chair Dennis Burisima.
Here.
All right.
But Eric's okay. Eric's really only talking to you, Matt. He's not really with us.
Yeah, I don't know technically if his vote counts, but we have quorum, so it doesn't matter.
We had quorum now. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So motion.
Second. Okay, we'll take Rita. I saw Rita do a motion to adjourn the meeting. Is there a second?
Second, Guerrero.
Okay, I think Veronica beat Bob there, so we'll give her the second.
All right.
Okay. So there's been a motion and a second. We're losing control quickly. Dr. Streb, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athes.
Yes.
All right. Trustee John Butler.
I guess, yeah.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Trustee Aiden Shields.
Yes.
Vice Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Yes.
Board Chair Dennis Burisima.
Yes. Okay, we have approved that. The meeting is now adjourned.